flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Good morning to all. Happy Friday. There is no football to look forward to this weekend. You do have a big-time Pitt basketball game tomorrow. You can hear that right here on 93.7 The Fan. It gives us freedom to do what we want. Not that during Steelers season we don't want to be talking Steelers 24-7, but I'd be lying to you, and we don't like to lie to you on this show, if I said I don't get Steelers fatigue. And we will talk a lot about the Steelers today. But can we start with something else?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean it's not going to be negative. It is. John Heyman, national baseball writer, Dorm. He writes for the New York Post. He also is our Odyssey Major League Baseball insider. He wrote yesterday, and this makes me want to vomit. How about a long-shot Reds team as a Pete Alonso landing spot? Pete Alonso, he of 50 homers 2 years ago and 34 last year. He continued, could the Reds pursue Pete Alonso? It's probably a long shot, but with Alonso's market not developing as expected, word is Cincinnati might consider it. It's one thing for the Dodgers to go out and spend a whole bunch of money. Or for the Yankees and Mets to do it. Or for the Red Sox to do it. Or for the Phillies to do it. Or even the Chicago Cubs. But the Cincinnati Reds are a smaller market baseball team than the Pittsburgh Pirates. And the Reds were very much in the same bucket as the Pirates last year.
Yep.
The Pirates won 76 games. The Cincinnati Reds won 77 games. The Reds, for a brief spell, like the Pirates did last season, captured the hearts and minds of America. That's a young baseball team. They're a fun baseball team. They do it, for my money, more on the hitting side of things. And De La Cruz steals a whole bunch of bases. And he's so dynamic. The same way that Paul Skenes on the mound is so dynamic. They are in the same exact spot, I think, as the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're close to being there. They're not quite there. And they're linked to Pete Alonso?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not just Pete Alonso, Doran. Rumors out there that the Reds have kicked the tires on Luis Robert Jr., star outfielder for the Chicago White Sox, a guy that we talked about at the trade deadline last year, a guy that would have transformed the middle of the Pirates order and thus the Pirates order at large. They haven't got either of these guys. Maybe they won't. But the Pirates are linked to names like Randall Grichuk And then they sign guys like Adam Frazier. And oh yeah, by the by, they have spent $5.7 million on outside free agents this offseason. Why am I saying all this? It's because if the Reds land one of those guys, it shows that they get it.
Yes.
That they are close, and you add a 34-homer dude into the middle of your lineup, you're going to go from 77 wins to like 85. The Pirates, according to the Zip projections, are going to go 81-81 this year. They're an average baseball club. You throw a Pete Alonso in the middle of the lineup, I think they're going to the playoffs, Doran. And what's it going to cost? I don't know, $25
million? Yep.
And if they spent $25 million, they'd still have a bottom eight payroll in all of Major League Baseball. I'm sorry I'm talking so much, but when I read the Reds are interested, I've had enough. I've had enough. When the big market teams do it fine, but when a smaller market team than the Pirates are interested in a Pete Alonso, it makes me want to blow my flipping lid.
Well,
and my nose.
It shows that they are in this thing to get better, and they know how close that they are in the NL, what the division is. And this started, what is the date today? Yeah, January
31st. I think it's January 746th, actually.
So what, about around four or five months ago? That's when this started for the Reds. Remember, they hired Terry Francona.
Man.
I mean, and every move that they've made since then, it could be connected to the Pirates could have made this move. And they're not making moves like Terry Francona. This is his backyard. Like, if you really want to make a move and you really want to transition, you really want to make a splash to show that you really want to be aggressive with this thing, you make that move. You make that move. You hire Terry Francona, or at least you're in on the sweepstakes.
Real quick, if the Pirates let go of Derek Shelton, and I think Derek's a wonderful guy, but you're about winning baseball games.
Absolutely.
If the Pirates had let go of Derek Shelton and said, "Hey Terry, do you want to come here and manage?" Do you think he would have said yes?
I mean, if he's thinking that the Reds are the same organization, basically, you know, give or take, as the Pirates, yes.
I mean, I think he would have said yes.
If he's thinking the logic that you're thinking right now, 77 wins last year, a team that can compete, a fun team. I mean, you basically, De La Cruz, O'Neill Cruz. I mean, you kind of look and kind of put it two and two together to say that they're somewhat the same ball clubs, I would think he would have said yes, especially from being here. I think that matters just a little bit,
yes.
But it matters.
Especially when you've considered retirement and you've had health issues and you could be close to home,
mm-hmm.
And you could help bring this club back to prominence. Man, when I was thinking about starting the show this way, I didn't even think about the Terry Francona thing.
That's where it started.
Big swing and a miss by me, and a great point by you. It did start there. Because I think a good manager, I don't think they get you 20 wins or anything like that, but I think they get you 6-8, something in that ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paul Skeens, he spoke, he's going to be on the cover of the show. He said, "We feel like we blew probably 10-ish games last year." And I think the bullpen had a lot to do with it. Of course, the lack of offense had a lot to do with it. But I didn't love, and that's being kind, the usage of the bullpen by Derek Shelton. And I think that's one of the biggest things a manager can do. Plus, guys off the bench,
yes.
Pinch hitting and double switches in the National League, although, you know, designated hitter. I think you can make an argument that last year they'd have won 6-8 more games with a really good manager like a Terry Francona. And they just didn't do it. And that's an area where, okay, you'd have to be, we don't know how much Derek gets paid. We don't know how long his contract is for. But that's not adding a substantial amount of money.
No.
When you hire a manager. We're not talking about Tomlin's $16 million
here. No.
We're probably talking, I don't know, just a guess, like $3 million range?
Yeah.
Something like that?
You're talking about a guy that wants to coach ball. I don't know if it's about the money for Terry Francona, but what I do believe that if there was a pause for Terry Francona, if he did have the opportunity to come here, it's like, do I get to spend money, which is what the Reds ownership signed off on, probably. Like, I bet you that was his number one concern. Like, okay, like, I'll come here for $1.8 million, but are we going to spend the right money in the right spots,
yes,
to make this a big-time franchise baseball club? Like, are we going to spend? Yes. Okay, I'm in. if he has a conversation with the Pirates, they may say yes, but he may see through it and he may say no. But I'm sure that if you're interested in Terry Francona and you have him in for an interview, if you're the Pirates and he says that, that it, you're probably going to get pushed to actually spend some money because you know that this guy can get you, like you said, 8 to 10 wins by himself. You add a little bit to that, then you're right in the thick of things.
Yes. Yes. That would have been the cheapest way that they could have added wins to this ball club.
Yep.
Is just simply lifting the manager out and putting another manager in. The cheapest possible thing that they could have done. But they didn't do it, and Ben Cherington's still here. There's a lot of Steelers and Pirates similarities, which I'm sure the Steelers would take great offense to, and now I think that the Pirates should take offense to that. Ah, we're just going to keep it up. Let's keep going. We're in year six of the rebuild. No problem. No big deal here. And I do want to be clear. The Reds have done nothing here with Pete Alonso. They have not made the trade for Luis Robert Jr.
They got that Austin Hayes kid.
They did for $5 million when the Pirates got
and that's a position
Adam
of need.
Frazier for $1.525 million.
Right.
Yes. Yes. They did that. And that's they spent almost as much money on that guy as the Pirates have this entire offseason.
But I think what you're saying is even if the Pirates' name is being floated out there as being interested in Luis Robert Jr. or Pete Alonso, Pirates fans are feeling 50 times better right now. Even if it doesn't get done, you know that they're interested in making this roster better.
Yes.
That's where I think people are really at.
Well, and here's where I am on this. A couple things, just to bounce off your point there. If the Pirates were mentioned by John Heyman as interested in Pete Alonso, half our show today would be about that. They have a chance, and you've been on this for a while, to grab the Pittsburgh sports market and say, hey, we're the Pittsburgh Pirates, and we are the top dog right now. Steelers are mired in mediocreville. The Penguins are one of the worst teams in the entire National Hockey League. This is our chance. If only it was floated out there.
Floated.
People would be jacked up about that. Now, here's the other thing. So the Pirates have spent $5.7 million this offseason on players not named Andrew McCutchen. They spent roughly $30 million last offseason on players not named Andrew McCutchen. Pete Alonso, on a one-year deal, might come in at like $25 million. Maybe. Could be a little bit more than that. I'm not so sure why he hasn't been signed yet. I'm not going to pretend like I understand that. Baseball free agency is dumb. It's weird. You could, in theory, sign him and spend just as much money as you did last offseason. Why wouldn't you? Now, I understand that the local TV stuff is going to factor into all of it. People have made that point on the text line and via Twitter. If you spent that kind of money on Pete Alonso, again, just to use his name because he's the one that really spurred the conversation, that ballpark's going to be popping.
Yep.
And not just, oh, they get off to a good start and they're okay, they're around it. No, I think it would be as filled as it's been in a long time early in the season. We know that around Major League Baseball, the April draws aren't great. The May draws generally aren't great. And it picks up as it gets hotter and as, you know, baseball's got 162 games, as the games, quote unquote, start to mean more. If you spent $25, $30 million on Pete Alonso and plopped him down in the middle of the lineup, I think people are reinvigorated around here in a way that they haven't been.
Yes.
I heard Donnie yesterday say on the evening show that the Pirates haven't spent, they haven't signed a free agent to a multi-year deal since 2016, Ivan Nova.
What?
It's insane. And this guy would be maybe a one-year deal with an option, maybe a two-year deal with some options in there. I think one move, that's all it would take, one move, and this place would go bonkers for the Buccos. Ooh. Beers up for the Bucks, Doran. Bonkers for the Buccos. But the Pirates aren't rumored to be interested. Nope, it's just your division rival in a smaller market, the Cincinnati Reds. 412-928-9370. We have started the morning with negativity. If you'd like to pile on, we'd love to have you. You can give us a ring on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Dora and I have a great idea. I tweeted it out years ago. It's my most viral tweet, and I want to get into it next because it's more fun than this talk. We'll still have this talk. Mm-hmm. Let's have a little fun. Mm-hmm.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a genius idea that's never going to work or happen. Run that past you and the audience in a moment here. We were talking about the Reds' reported interest in Pete Alonso and Luis Robert Jr. and asking ourselves and you, why the hell can't the Pirates do that? Someone texts in, why would any free agent want to come to Pittsburgh after what happened to Rowdy and IKF at the end of last season? Mackey made a similar point yesterday when he was on with Pony. Maybe the Pirates are trying, but guys don't want to come sign here. No, I think that's giving the Pirates an out that we don't know to be true. Maybe that is the case. It could be possible. Hey, Randall Grichuk or whomever, you want to come here? Here's a contract. And then they say, no. I mean, it's possible, sure. Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't it be floated out there that if it was a significant player that they have interest from Team X?
I would think so, and I would think they would want that out there, regardless of how true the potential deal was. Like, even if it was never close to happening, if I'm the Pirates, I want it out there.
Right.
Because it makes them look better for trying, at the very least. I'm not going to give them that out. It may well be the case, but I'm not going to give them that. Oh, they're trying. Trying doesn't matter, man. Like, you either do your job or you don't. Like, effort should be the bare minimum. Like, Mike Sullivan at the end of last season, I'm so proud of our guys for fighting down the stretch. You should always fight, for God's sakes.
You lost.
Right. West Virginia's basketball coach did that the other day. Boy, we battled our ass off in the second half against Houston, and it was nice. But why don't you fight the whole damn 40 minutes? Like, trying is the easiest thing you could do. Try. Got off a little tangent there. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Callis was very close to the microphone, and I think it's because he knows it's pronounced Randall Grichuk and not Grichuk. Is that it?
Yep.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just the look that I need, and I know that I've mispronounced a word. Darnell kind of turned his head to the side like a dog.
But if you're flowing, if you're rolling, I won't do anything because I don't want to mess you up.
Like an Animal House. Ah, just on a roll.
Yeah, just go.
You ready for my half-baked idea that I think is a really good one?
Well, you said you tweeted this a long time ago?
Long, long time ago. December 19th, 2018, to be exact.
Okay.
I tweeted this. And it got 5,000 retweets.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I'd watch instead of the Pro Bowl? Get the two worst teams in football to play the week before the Super Bowl. Winner gets the number one draft pick.
Great.
It'd be awesome. Call it the toilet bowl. Call it whatever the hell you want. That's what my dad used to call, every year they would mail out the kids who were on the honor roll at Mount Lebanon. And my dad would say I was on the toilet paper roll. I think one semester I made it, eighth grade. Congratulations to me. You'd have a hard time getting the players to buy in, I think, to play, to potentially see their replacement get drafted.
Well, if you up the ante of like the check, everybody's willing to play.
So that's what that's always been my counter argument to the people who say, why would people want to play for their replacements? I think it would make the most sense. Their prorated game check.
Yeah.
So if you're, I don't know who stinks this. Who are the top two teams this year?
Oh,
Tennessee Titans.
Giants.
And the Giants. So, Tennessee and Cleveland, I guess.
Cleveland, okay.
So if you're Myles Garrett, I don't want to get hurt, but he makes $30+ million. Give him the prorated game check.
Yes.
And then give the winning team, you know, every player on the team, a financial incentive like you would in the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then their stakes. The country wouldn't watch this game as much as they watch the Super Bowl. But I'll tell you what. This game would do monster ratings. Browns, Titans, 3-14 v 3-14.
Both need a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Winner gets the number one overall pick. Yes, please.
Yes, give it to me.
And also a guy like Will Levis. Hey, if I ball out, it's just one more opportunity. Maybe I go get a backup job someplace else, or maybe someone's interested in me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I'd much rather watch that than, you said Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
Standing back there, throwing at targets? My God. What they got right now is just brutal, and no one watches, no one cares. Give me a toilet bowl.
I like that.
Thank you.
I really like that idea. I was thinking something
yesterday. So does America.
And it didn't. I don't know if it really made sense. Like the winner of the Super Bowl, like instead of getting a first round pick, you get like $10 more million in cap space.
Ooh.
Something like that. And the first round pick that you would get would go to something else. I was trying to figure it out in my mind. It didn't work. But instead of like the Kansas City Chiefs, like they're still going to get a first round pick if they win. Like they got worthy last year. They won.
You should take their first round pick if they win.
Yeah, and give them more cap space. But somebody else should get their first round pick. I don't know how that would work. I'm just throwing things out there.
Listen, it's a dead kind of Friday in the sports media realm. We're fixing sports at 412-928-9370.
And then, you know, what I said yesterday when we were talking to Craig, and this has been my idea for a long time, is the crossover of the All-Star games, the Pro Bowl, the NHL All-Star game, the NBA All-Star game. Usually NHL and NBA are around the same time.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're the same weekend. You know, make that the same weekend as the Pro Bowl, which would be this weekend, and cross sports, like have football players, you know, do shootouts with like full pads and on the ice. Have hockey players.
Oh, I'd watch.
Have hockey players, with Russell Wilson and Sidney Crosby are on the same flag football team going against somebody, you know, another team. Like have like a round robin of flag football teams with hockey players and then basketball players. You could have like LeBron on teams and stuff.
You think McDavid and Lamar Jackson could talk about all their MVPs and zero trophies?
Right.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Have those guys mic'd up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, it really sucks to be super good and never win anything. Yeah, man, it really sucks to be super good at this and never win anything. I would watch the hell out of that.
Like, how great would it be to see, like, LeBron on skates?
We've seen... Yes!
Right? Wouldn't you just be weak? And Kevin Durant, like, skating down and trying to score a goal on, like, who's a good goalie right now?
Vasilevsky.
You score a goal, you get $1 million to your charity.
Oh
like
my
LeBron.
God! I also think Durant would score on Jari if it's the first shot. Same go right in.
Durant would slap shot it into the dang scoreboard because he's so tall.
Even if they don't want to, because they don't want these guys to get hurt. Even if it's just street hockey,
right?
Or like hardest slap shot in street hockey, and
if
you got LeBron James.
Up, they ain't gonna get hurt on the ice.
Nah,
they're padded up. They're not gonna get hurt.
People are saying in the toilet bowl you could win the platinum plunger instead of the Lombardi. I love it.
No,
I love
too.
All this stuff.
No, you too.
There was a video a couple years ago, the Penguins, I think they were in Boston at TD Garden, and they were all trying to dunk, and it was hilarious. Like, we've seen Sidney Crosby at batting practice hit home runs. These dudes shooting a basketball.
It's funny.
It is funny.
Now, isn't Ovi really good at basketball, though?
Is he?
I think so.
See, that makes sense that the European guys would be and the Canadians wouldn't be all that
right.
great.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, makes a lot of sense.
Man.
Makes a lot of sense.
Ovi just draining threes.
Be great.
Oh, be awesome.
You know how they do the celebrity basketball game before the NBA All-Star game? Man, put some hockey players and football players on there.
Sidney Crosby playing flag football, he'd be so competitive.
So competitive.
I wonder what he looks like throwing a football.
I talked to him like years ago, and he said he did play football in eighth grade. He played center.
He played center?
In eighth grade for like a half of a season. His dad was like, yeah, let's just focus on hockey.
You know what? I bet you he played center because he plays center in hockey, and he's right. So super, I got to play center.
Well, that's where you connect it together. It's like, oh, center. It's the same thing as hockey.
Was it Conor McGregor who threw the football embarrassingly before a game? I think it was before a college football game. Might have been the Notre Dame game a couple of years ago in Ireland. And he tried to throw it, and it's like, dude, like, you... But you don't think about it. They don't throw footballs over there.
Mm-mm. They're probably better on skates than they are probably running. If that makes sense.
Yes.
Like, naturally.
Yes.
Like, they're probably naturally better at skating than they are than running sprints.
For sure.
Yeah.
No question about that. It's such a natural thing for them.
And, like, everybody else is just can run. You know?
Right.
Like, we can all run, but I don't know how good they are. How many times do they really run?
Hey, just to name a guy, like Marcus Pedersen, probably not a great runner.
Right.
He's all gangly and stuff. Like Jordan Stahl, I don't think probably all that good of a runner.
Mm-mm.
He was good at hooking up with girls in the stairwell at Diesel, though.
Diesel. That's where I talked to Crosby about the center thing.
That's because you were good at the same thing.
Yeah.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Oh, couple of texters with some good ideas on how to fix sports. We're fixing sports this first hour of the show today at 412-928-9370. 412-928-9370. Doran, I heard you played ice hockey in your youth.
I did.
Someone texted in.
I sure did. Sure did. Loved it.
Oh, I'm Doran. I'm just good at everything.
I wasn't good. But I played. At least I attempted. You know, I could still play. I could still skate and play and mess around for sure.
That's one of the things I'd love to get my daughter into early. And it might even be a little late.
It's probably, yeah.
Late early right now because she's 5.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get them on skates at like 3.
Yes, I started skating. I got private skating lessons when I was 4.
And then it becomes second nature.
Second nature, right. You got to get started early. And it was just skating lessons. And then I quit because I slipped and fell and busted my chin on the ice and my tooth went through my lip.
Oh!
And I was crying real hard. I remember I was skating off the coaches were skating me off. My dad ran down and I was like, the tooth fairy's not going to come because you can't find my tooth. I lost it on the ice. My dad was like, that's all the reason why you're crying. I'm bleeding everywhere. And I go sit down and my dad found my tooth on the ice. My dad found the tooth and the tooth fairy came.
I'm sure the tooth fairy would have believed you if you just wrote a little note.
Yeah, well, I just thought that my tooth was gone. Not going to get any money from the tooth fairy.
It went through your lip?
Right through my lip.
I'll tell you, as a kid, nothing hurt worse, and God, did I live a charmed life, than when you got hit in the face and you had braces. Did you have braces?
When I was older.
Oh. You get hit in the lip and your braces get stuck up in there, and that hurts like hell.
Mm-hmm.
Texter, Crowley, don't forget all those hockey guys are all really good at soccer, so they definitely can run. By the way, are you still sitting down to pee? Only at night? And that's just so I don't pee on the floor. It's not a feminine thing. It's dark. A certain thing happens at night. Makes it hard to aim. That's all I'm saying.
Mm.
Now he texts back, protect that prostate, brother. I went the entire show yesterday without urinating.
Yeah, you did. First time ever.
All-time record. I've never done a radio show in my entire 13-year career where I have not urinated. Very proud of myself.
You were about to explode towards the end.
Yeah, though. It didn't feel good, but I forgot my key card, and I didn't want to bother you. I'm scared of you a little bit.
I said you could use it like 15
times. I know,
times.
I'm scared.
Why?
I don't know. There's something to you that just like...
Is it a look?
Well, because if I got it the first time, and then I... Once I open that floodgate, once I break the seal, I'd be asking for it like 6, 7, 8 times, and then it would be definitely annoying to
you. But I'm not using it. If I was using it and I had to share with you, then I would probably get annoyed. But I'm not using it.
Fair enough. Cal's forgot his today, so you can help him out.
No.
412-928-9370. What about the idea of the NBA going down to 10-minute quarters?
I did see that.
I don't mind that. I don't know that fixes their load management problem,
though. It doesn't.
Because what's that cut the game down by 8 minutes from 48 to 40?
It might, because there are so many subs. Like, and these guys, like, they're not even, like, tired half the time, and then they'll sub out, and then they won't play the rest of, like, 5 minutes of the quarter. So you're getting, like, half of the stars in the quarters. And obviously it changes in the playoffs because they want to win, but like it might cut that down a little bit. They might play longer and you can get your money's worth of watching like a, you know, LeBron or whatever play a little bit longer, but I don't know if it cuts into the load.
You'd be on the court for a bigger percentage of the game.
Yes.
Which I could see being a selling point. I also think when you have a season of 82 games, and NBA games don't take as long as, you know, your standard NFL game, or my God, college football, or, you know, baseball before their rule changes. But if you're asking people to sit through 82 of something, if you're a passionate fan, I don't want to be spending 3 hours a night watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I think baseball did the right thing by cutting these games down. It was an obvious improvement last year. And the Pirates early in the season, I think, did a really good thing, too, by starting the games earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So
For sure.
It's not going to take up. You're not going to have to go from 7 until 10:30 watching a game. Instead, it's, what, 6:05 or 6:40, three-hour game. It's a big improvement.
Mm-hmm.
I've also always argued, like, we don't need 82 games of hockey. We don't need 82 games of basketball. Like, I would shorten seasons. We don't need 162 baseball games. It makes the games feel less important when there's that many. If you cut them down by 10, 12 games.
Or I feel like move the seasons, but, you know, there is that dead period, and it's not just us. There is that dead period in July where you're like, all right, am I just going to watch golf today? And then I have to watch golf during the day, and then it's like, okay, is there a Pirate game at night or is there a baseball game at night? And it's like, you're like, man, there should be something else on that I could watch.
Yeah.
Like,
if stagger it a little bit more.
Stagger, yeah. Like, make the season later. Like, I think the NBA and the NHL, or maybe just the NBA, should start on Christmas Day. And then go into August, and then go right, then the football season starts.
When they played the 48-game season for the lockout in hockey, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a higher quality level of play. They played 48 games. Penguins went 36-12 that year. Really a crime they didn't win the Stanley Cup. Didn't even go play for the Stanley Cup. But they were awesome. The Blackhawks were awesome. The Bruins were awesome. I just thought the quality of play around the league was better because by the end of the season, guys aren't totally beat down. Now, the schedule was more demanding, but from 82 down to 48, I thought it was noticeable even for like the most casual of hockey fans. Texter, if the top dog law rapper doesn't perform at the toilet bowl, America has failed. I'm with you.
Yep.
Expecting the best. I don't want to do it. I punt. Texter, my ex-wife's daughter is a badass hockey player. Well, thank you for sharing.
It's cool.
That is cool. There was a girl I had a crush on in high school who played hockey. She was good.
Where'd she play?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No. No. Just thought she was cute. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 412-928-9370. We're fixing sports. How would you fix sports? We're just casually meandering through this radio show today. A little bit more negativity coming up at 7 because Ashley Liotis asked Art Rooney II a question that wound up yielding a Jim Rooney-like answer. He was so close to making it outdoor, but he couldn't quite do it. We'll get to that at the top of the hour. We're just shooting the you-know-what all morning long today. We'd love you to be a part of it. 412-928-9370. Art Rooney II had a one-on-one interview with Rob King, a one-on-one interview with our guy, easy for me to say, Bob Pompeiani, had a press conference with a dozen or so Steelers reporters, and he was almost through the media car wash without pulling a Jim Rooney until he spoke with Ashley Liotis of Channel 4, and he went full Jim. We'll get to that coming up at the top of the hour. So close, Doran. Ugh. So close. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. We're fixing sports this morning. That's what you do this time of year on Sports Talk Radio. You can kill your football team, we have. You can rip on your baseball team, we have. You can be apathetic about your hockey team, and we have been. Someone texts in a fix for sports. That's like the number one cry, the number one play you're going to get around here, and that's a salary cap for baseball. And I don't think it's ever going to happen. I would, seriously, man, I'd be okay with a two-year lockout if we didn't get baseball for two consecutive summers. If that would guarantee a salary cap and a salary floor, I'd sign up for it.
Yeah,
that would really suck. It'd be super hard. I miss baseball big time when this has happened before. We all have hockey. It's tough. because it's habitual. It's cultural. It's what we do. We love sports. And when it's not there, you really miss it. Like, COVID sucked for so many reasons, but without the sports, like, sports would have made COVID, understanding the seriousness of the people who lost their lives and everything, but sports would have made COVID palatable. But, like, when it was tough and there was isolation and we had no idea what was going on, no understanding, if you could have watched a baseball game every night, would have been great. Actually, when baseball came back.
It came back. Everything, it was like, oh, my gosh, we have something.
Oh, God. Because we were watching, like, 1979 highlights in old games on, what was it, Root Sports at the time. Yeah, a salary cap for baseball would be great. And I was thinking about this the other day when we were talking about the Hall of Fame and how one day we think Paul Skeens is going to be in, but probably not go in as a Pirate. It's the only sport where you can have a superstar and you get him at the early portion of his career and you know he's not going to play the majority of his career for your team if it's a small market. Like, Ben would not have finished his career in Pittsburgh as a Steeler if it were the same economics as baseball.
Right.
You know, Sidney Crosby would have wound up playing for, I don't know, Toronto or the New York Rangers or, God, the Philadelphia Flyers, a big market. Like, baseball's the only sport where, like, okay, you're going to have 6 years of Paul Skeens. He's going to play for, like, 19, 20 years. You only get him for six of those. Like, Barry Bonds would have finished his career in Pittsburgh had it been more like the other sports. Like, T.J. Watt gets drafted here, the highest paid defensive player in football for a spell there. He wants to stay for his entire career. It's not that hard to figure out. But the problem with baseball is even the players' union doesn't want it. The players' union doesn't want it. The franchises don't want it. The commissioner doesn't want it. So I just don't think it's ever going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
No.
An even playing field. I mean, I would go as far to say that you'll see, and I don't think either are going to happen, you'll see guaranteed contracts in the NFL before you see salary cap in baseball.
I would agree with that.
But neither's never going to happen.
Yeah, neither likely, but you're right. You would see guaranteed contracts in football before you ever saw a salary cap in baseball. And that, it just totally bums me out, man. Like, it's why every scheme start is so important. And you can blame the Pirates for a lot. You really can't blame them for Skeens walking away at some point.
No, it's inevitable. I mean, like, it's going to happen.
Right. Like, you could say they could spend $25 million on Pete Alonso. We argued that earlier on in the show. But they no small market team could sign Skeens for $600 million or more, and it's probably going to be more. Like, that's just, it can't happen. If he was a Red, it wouldn't happen. If he was a Brewer, it wouldn't happen. If it was Tampa, it wouldn't happen. Just to keep naming. Cleveland, that likes to spend money, would never happen. Because the Dodgers or the Yankees can spend that kind of money. And so we can knock the Pirates, and we do whenever they are cheap, frugal, whatever word you want to use. But the economics of baseball are why this guy's not going to be around for longer than 6 years.
Yep.
And that sucks. Texter, during COVID, we were all watching the Korean League. Yeah, dude, I did do that. Did you do that at all?
I think so, yeah.
Early in the morning, you flip it on, Korean baseball, just to have something. Whew. That was like half a decade ago now, man.
That's crazy.
That is
nuts.
Feels
like it was yesterday.
I'll never forget. Real quick, sorry. Story time. I was at my old station. And you know, we used to do the fan uncensored thing here. Well, we did something silly like that at the old place. And I went to the bathroom. I came out. It was right at the, it was like March 10th, like 2 days before. It was the night that Rudy Gobert.
Yep, touched the mics.
Touched the mic. No, it was the night after that.
Okay.
Because they decided to scrap their game. And I walk out of the bathroom and everyone's looking up at the screen in total silence at the place that we were at. Like this big screen where the NBA games are on. And some guy goes, must have looked at his phone and goes, oh my God! COVID got Tom Hanks! And then I did my show the next day, and they canceled the NCAA tournament. I was like, oh, we might be in for something here. Woo, buddy. When they got the NCAA tournament, I knew. When they got Hanks, God, COVID got Tom Hanks! Like, oh, geez, we're in it now.
We're in it.
We are in it now.
Jenny.